This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Friday, March 18th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org online for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at the newsroom at wgxc.org. The New York State Assembly passed Assembly Bill 7555 by a vote of 141 to nothing on March 15th, a bill to exempt feminine hygiene products from sales taxes. Hakim Norder, a writer at the Albany Times Union, writes that it's expected to pass in the Senate as well. And Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said, quote, New York will join other states that have acknowledged the inequity of taxing these essential health items and alleviate this cost burden for thousands of women here in our state, unquote. Greenville Pioneer reports that Columbia Green Humane Society has opened a satellite pet food bank in Catskill. The group currently runs a food bank for pets in Claverick, and the Catskill location opened March 14th at 8 West Bridge Street, across from the Coney Island ice cream stand, and will be open Mondays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The group helps provide animal feed to economically disadvantaged pet owners, providing 34,000 pounds of food last year. They also take donations of food in unopened bags at both locations. Email info at cghs.org or call 518-828-6044 for more information. More than 150 sites across the state celebrate Maple Syrup Weekend, with a little leftover winter cold making tapping trees easier. Sap flows better when temperatures are above freezing during the day and below freezing at night, which is the forecast this weekend. Cornell Cooperative Extension's Agroforestry Resource Center in Acre holds a syrup-themed event from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. March 19th with demonstrations on maple syrup making. Maple Leaf Sugaring in Ghent shows off their new timber frame sugar house on March 19th, and Mountain Winds Farm in Bern also hosts a pancake breakfast on March 19th. See the newsroom for more details and links to those events. The first day of spring this year might bring the first major snowstorm of the winter. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the possibility of a major snowstorm Sunday evening, March 20th, into Monday, March 21st. Quote, there remains considerable uncertainty regarding how far west this storm tracks, unquote, the National Weather Service warning says. Quote, a more westward track would bring significant snowfall to the Albany forecast area, unquote. WGXC will continue to update listeners as the storm nears the area. Alana Medlock has these two reports.
Jim Plank in the Daily Mail reports that Hunter may get improved 911 service if a tower replacement on Hunter Mountain is approved. The new first responder communications tower would be placed slightly up the mountain from the current tower to increase the line of sight signal reception and strength. We have received a grant through State Homeland Security for two different towers in the county, but this is the first one we are going to undertake, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said at the meeting. Quote, the whole purpose of it is to improve the capacity of the 911 communications and dispatch system that we have. Eventually, we will build what we call the system's backbone, made up of other towers that will be constructed throughout the county so that first responders have better communication capacity, which we seriously need because of the topography of this county, he said. The current tower was built as a windmill in the 1960s to pump water up the hill, Delaware Engineering Project Manager Mary Beth Bianconi explained at the Huntertown meeting. Groden said the total plan includes, quote, maybe 12 or 15 towers eventually throughout the county. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer in the Columbia paper reports that public officials in Germantown want to protect themselves with a new law for, quote, the defense and indemnification of officers and officials that will be debated at a March 22nd public hearing. Quote, the law is in response to concerns voiced by some of our Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals members, Supervisor Joel Craig explained in an email. Most towns already have a similar law in place, but after research, the town attorney found we had not adopted such a law. Mayer doesn't explain exactly what the law is protecting officials from, but writes, quote, the Planning Board is considering an application by Premax Properties to build a Dollar General retail store on Route 9G just north of County Route 8 or Main Street. The ZBA has before it a long-time dispute among neighbors on Route 9G and County Route 8 west of Route 9G, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The public hearing immediately precedes the regular town board meeting, which starts at 7 p.m. in Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road.
Andrea Sears reports for the New York News Connection for Public News Service.
Transportation safety advocates are applauding the Assembly budget bill for dedicating $20 million to improving safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. 5 years ago, the state passed Complete Streets, a measure intended to help communities build walking and cycling infrastructure, such as sidewalks, bike lanes, and multi-use trails. Bill Ferris with AARP says that was a good first step, and the dedicated funding will help fix what still is a major problem.
New York State had the third highest pedestrian death rate of people 65 and older, and New York State ranked worst in the nation for pedestrian and bicycle safety.
27% of all traffic fatalities in New York are pedestrians or bicyclists. The Senate's proposed budget does not contain the dedicated funding, but advocates are hopeful it will be included in the final budget that is due April 1st. Pedestrian safety is a big issue for seniors. Ferris points to a 2014 AARP study that found many New Yorkers age 50 and older cite traffic safety issues as problems in their communities.
We think this money will go a long way to making communities more livable, especially with designing roads and sidewalks to help people navigate in their own community.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has not weighed in on the proposed budget allocation, but AARP believes it would be consistent with his strong support for improving infrastructure across the state. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Today is Friday, March 18th, 2016, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered rain and snow showers are possible before 10 a.m. Then there's a small chance of rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 43 and a low around 19. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 19. And Sunday there's a chance of snow, mainly after 2 p.m., continuing into the evening with a high near 31 and a low around 25. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Ulster, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Albany, Greene, Columbia, Schoharie, and Delaware counties in western Massachusetts.